All right, so I want to first start out by thanking some folks. I feel like we've had a very successful year to this point, and I couldn't have done that by myself. So I want to make sure that I thank some folks. Dr. Carter is here tonight from KASA. He is retiring at the end of the year, and they're replacing him with two folks, and I don't know if they could replace him with 10. He has been very instrumental in my growth as a superintendent, so I just wanted to personally thank you. Dr. Ropes, like I said, could not be here tonight as superintendent in Caldwell County. All first-year superintendents are given a first-year mentor, and I couldn't have asked for a better one. We talk weekly, if not daily. We spend a lot of time together at different events, so very gracious for him as well. Also want to thank you all, the board, for believing in me and giving me an opportunity. You know, I absolutely love what I do on a daily basis. There's not been one day that I've woke up and said, man, I've got to go to work today. I get to go to work. So thank you all for believing in me and giving me an opportunity. You see my family here. They put up with a lot. But, you know, long nights. But they're kind of used to it. You know, kids and wife of a coach turned administrator. So they've kind of grown accustomed. Our district leadership team, I've got a couple of them back there tonight. I refer to us a lot as the Three Musketeers or the Three Amigos. You will see us walking around campus or in meetings an awful lot together. So I don't believe in any sort of singular type leadership. I think it takes a team, and that is what we have. And then you factor in the other folks that aren't here tonight, like Mr. Ladd, Holly Green, Mandy Bird, Lisa Marsh. We've got a whole district leadership team, and we make most of our decisions and things of that nature together. Our staff and our students, we've got the best. You know, we've celebrated multiple staff, especially this week with transportation and administrative assistance. We've got the best in the business, and I truly and wholeheartedly believe that. So I just want to thank them as well. And then I didn't put her up here because she might have deleted it, but Miss Bridget keeps me in line on a daily basis. She is the queen bee. So thank you for all that you do for me on a daily basis. So we will roll on into the good stuff. Superintendents are evaluated, as you all know, on 7 effectiveness standards. Those 7 are there. I'm not going to read them to you. You've seen me present at each board meeting on one of these standards, so some of this will probably be a little bit of a repeat, but I'm going to try to hit on some of the things that we have done more recently. I won't read everything to you, like I said, but we will go through each of these standards to kind of show what I've done this year, what we have done this year. Start with a PGP, or professional growth plan. Coming into my first year as superintendent, there were 2 standards that I really wanted to focus on, and those 2 standards were strategic leadership and managerial leadership. Strategic leadership from the standpoint of what direction, what is the vision, where do we want to go? And I think we are attacking that very hard right now with our work in partnership with Studer in developing a strategic plan. We have spent time on surveys. We had almost 1,000 surveys taken across the district, actually more than 1,000. Focus groups. We met for 2 straight days in focus groups to get feedback from various perspectives. And then just last week, we finished up our steering committee meetings where we are drafting what is going to be our strategic plan. So I'm very excited about the work that we have put in from a strategic standpoint. From a managerial standpoint, Dr. Carter asked me what one of the biggest struggles that I've had this year in first year. And I told him, you know, the whole finance part of being a superintendent is very, very different from what I am used to. And I told him then, too, we've got the best CFO in the country. So Holly has taught me more than I can even figure. But, you know, just growing from a managerial leadership point, I've never had to run point on projects. And now we've got a big one coming up. So continuing those things, thinking about it from a safety standpoint and the practices and how we are continuing to keep our kids and employees safe on a daily basis. So those were my 2 focuses. I feel like I've made great strides in those, and we'll hit on some other examples shortly. So starting with strategic leadership, again, I just talked about what we did or what we are currently doing with Studer. We also continue to have monthly leadership team meetings. Based on some of the feedback that I got from our Studer surveys, we felt like we needed more. we were doing once a month, and from, you know, 1 month to the next, there are a lot of times where we meet, but we don't meet as a whole team. So what we have started now is called Monday Morning Huddles, in which we bring our district leadership team together every Monday morning at 8:15, and we simply touch base with one another. Who's going to be out of the district this week? What big projects do we have going on this week? Does somebody have something going on in their specific department that we can all pitch in and help with? But those have become very, very good. We're going to start looking at maybe our five-year plan on where we want to go. You hear, you know, the term 30, 60, 90 and things of that nature, and we want to think bigger. So we're thinking about where we want to go in the next 5 years. And then we're going to start combing through different policies, procedures, things of that nature, and make sure everything's up to date and accessible for our entire district. So very excited about those. We've also started central office check-ins. Those are every other week. And that is basically anybody that is under the central office umbrella. So whether they work in this building, whether they work in food service, technology, we bring about 20 of those folks in here every other week. We just had a Mexican Monday. We brought in fajitas, ate together. And those are very informal meetings. But we want our central office team to be closer and more unified and more cohesive because we are spread out throughout the district. So making sure that this team is more cohesive. A couple of other things. We're professional development planning. We're going to change the way that we do our professional development. Ms. Schrock is working very hard on that to get that plan together. But it's been a total team effort there too. But this year we will have everybody on campus at the same time. There won't be, you know, the primary doing a PD day on July the 15th, but maybe the intermediate doesn't come back in until August the 4th. We want it PD week where everybody is here together and it's consistent. All right. So, like I said, won't read all of these to you, but we'll keep rolling on. If you've got questions, be sure and stop me. Standard 2 is instructional leadership, and I'm very excited about the future of where this one is going, but we've also made some strides this year, too. We've updated our certified evaluation plan to ensure that it reflects the correct standards, that we hit on the correct timelines to keep ourselves compliant. Consistency and documentation. One of our goals by the start of school next year is to have every teacher's scope and sequence plan on our website on one consistent document. That way, if I have a student that is in second grade, a student that is in eighth grade, and a student that is in high school, we can go see what they are doing, and we can go find that information on a consistent document to where, you know, if I look at my elementary schools, and then I go look at my middle school kids, and it looks completely different, that's kind of hard to digest. We want it on a consistent document. Learning walks. We spend time with our principals, and we go into classrooms, and it's probably the favorite part of my day, you know. The other biggest struggle that I probably had, Dr. Carter, that I didn't mention is I'm not with kids every day, you know. So thinking about just being able to get into classrooms, and I tell you all, we've got the best teachers in the business. I get to watch them deliver instruction, get to watch kids learn, and then we get to talk about what we saw with our administrators. Very, very good. Co-op meeting participation. I continue to be an active board member on the WKEC and GREC boards. So, you know, those are very good opportunities for me to get in the same room with other leaders from across the state, specifically in the Central Kentucky and Western Kentucky regions, and we just bounce ideas off of. You know, educators are the best thieves. So, you know, basically we steal each other's ideas and see what we can do to implement it in our own district. So, very excited about that, and I'll get to the upcoming shortly. Cultural leadership. I feel like we've made great strides from a cultural standpoint. You know, the campus seems more vibrant. It seems more cohesive as a whole. The positivity around here has been something something that I'm very, very proud of. That was actually the thing that I noted in our pre-board meeting with Dr. Carter. He asked me the thing that I'm most proud of, and I said the culture, the cultural improvement. We continue to use CATS. I continue to be as visible as I possibly can be. I think that is important to be at different events, supporting our kids as much as possible. Community involvement. You all, I did have the ham festival biscuit eating picture on here, but it wasn't a good one. But that is me delivering our shirts. I thought that was a really cool thing we did at the beginning of the year. We had every student and staff member on this campus in the same shirt making this look like a unified front. That is something that I plan to continue to do because I think I still see them. Our kids are still wearing them. Our staff is still wearing them. I even had mine on last week. And then this one, I got to go support the band at their region competition, and they didn't really know what to do. So I don't think they were used to the superintendent being at a band show, but enjoyed it. And then they got to go to state the next week. So yeah. Standard four is our HR leadership. That's where Miss James and I work a lot together. We've been to career fairs to go recruit teachers and other staff members. We've been on site visits together. Again, the professional development planning that we are doing as a three-person team. Staff surveys and analysis, that's big. In order to retain people, they have to feel valued and they have to feel like that you trust in what they say. So when we make a big decision that is going to affect the district, I like to get their feedback too. So one of those decisions is that we are moving our online email platform from Outlook to Google to make things more consistent and get us on one system. Before we made that decision and before you all approved for us to do that, we got feedback from our staff through surveys and things of that nature. So they probably feel like I survey them to death, but I hope they appreciate having that voice. Managerial leadership. We've done a lot this year. We've done a lot. From safety and security, zero eyes, safety meetings. Today, we did a tabletop exercise with all of our building administrators from across the district. We brought in the Katie's police to assist with that. And basically what that looked like is we spent about 2 hours walking through a scenario. What if this happened? What would you do? What would you do? And it was basically we scrimmaged a scenario that we never hope happens, but when it does, we will be prepared. And I hope, again, that it never happens and we never have to put it into play. I should have said if it does. We're ready to put it into play. So just making sure that we continue to do those. We talked about at the end of our meeting today, we're going to try to do those quarterly next year, making sure that we're staying fresh. We want to add situations and emergency management plan reviews into faculty meetings. We want to make that a part of our huddles to make sure that we are staying in tune with our... Because here's what happens in a lot of places that I've been. You go over the emergency management plan at the very beginning of the year and you talk about roles and that goes on a shelf. And we don't want that to happen. We want it to continue to be reviewed. Facility planning, the awning, the high school gym, we've got network cabling happening. We've got a very busy summer. Middle school gym floors getting sanded, new cafeteria serving line. So a very busy summer from a facility standpoint. Finance, like I said, we've got the best in the business, and she's teaching me every single day, but we're in the budgeting phase right now. Transportation, again, best in the business. You all just saw some of those representatives and the things that they've done even just over the last few weeks. Food service, very excited about that. Miss Marsh is bringing back summer feeding. She's also working on rolling out an app that will allow parents to see lunches every day, but will also allow kids to go on and vote and favorite and say, oh, we really like this, or we don't really care for that. It's going to allow her to collect data. We are also talking about bringing those parents back in, so working on a system to allow parents to come back and eat lunch with their kids next year. And then communication. I have been slacking, admittedly, on videos this semester. It's been a little while. But trying is my best to continue to get those videos out. I still do board recaps after every board meeting. They'll get one of those pumped out probably tomorrow morning by 8 o'clock. And then continuing to highlight our kids on social media. Not just our kids, our staff too. Making sure that we're pumping out our celebrations and positivity because social media is a negative place. So the more positive that we can pump into it and drown it out, the better. And then standard six, collaborative leadership. You see us here. That was our flood mapping work there. That was a good time. But continuing to stay collaborative with our community, with our leaders. Rotary auction. I've heard tale of the Rotary auction. The tales did not do it justice. So, you know, raising over $430,000 in a week's time speaks volumes about the community that we live in. And then the fact that our school district alone raised over $31,000 to give back to Rotary. And it's not about money. it's about allowing opportunities for kids to do with, and seniors, but you know, in this environment, allowing our kids to have opportunities and experiences that they wouldn't have otherwise got to have. So when I told you all in my interview I did not want to be a Rotary member, I wanted to make sure that I was a part of Rotary. I didn't just want to be on the paper. So I attend meetings as much as possible. I presented at those meetings, and then last week was an experience. Emergency operations, again, the flood planning, making sure that we're out at 3 and 4 in the morning if we need to be driving roads to keep our kids safe. Again, making sure that I am active in our board meetings with WKEC and GREC. And then I also serve on the Economic Development Committee as a non-voting member to make sure that I'm staying in tune with, you know, if there's new business coming in that we can capitalize on and get our kids prepared and start preparing while they're building, and then they can exit high school and have more job opportunity, we want to know about it. And then last but not least, influential leadership. And that one, again, has been a year. You think about Amendment 2. We think about advocacy letters for SRO funding, which got passed. We will start receiving SRO reimbursements for school now, not per campus. So that's going to help us in a year in which we've been hit and chopped a lot from a financial standpoint. That SRO funding is going to help us just a little bit. ESSER extensions that we're dealing with right now. I am a proud member of the KASA Government Affairs team. So just making sure that we stay in tune with what is going on, and not just stay in tune with what is going on, we are projecting for the future. So we are already going to be starting in May and June to get ready for next year and how we're going to lobby to support public education. Deep Dive in the Drive was one of the things that I did during Amendment 2 when we were going through all that to make sure that people were aware, because a lot of times there was a lot of misinformation out there. Especially with the way that it was worded on the ballot. So I just wanted to make sure that people were aware of what was going on with Amendment 2, so when they went to the polls, they were informed. Board of Education legislative preview and review. I hope that you all got something out of that, just to kind of see what was expected to come in the session, and then after, just to review and kind of talk about what had happened. And then we continue to meet with Commissioner Fletcher as much as possible. This is our new group of superintendents from the Western Kentucky region. There are five of us, and he visited WKEC earlier in the year, and we wanted to make sure that we got a picture with him to add to our capstone.
Hey, you can mention the lady in the group.
Yes, yes.
First superintendent in history to have a baby during her first year as a superintendent.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
God bless, that's a challenge.
Wow.
Yeah. First year superintendent.
Yeah, that was definitely new. So I've told people a lot, I've absolutely loved this year. Like I told you all, I wake up every day excited to come to work. But I think I'm even more excited, and I think I speak for our team. I think we're more excited about year two and some of the things that we're going to be able to do in year two. Strategic plan development and implementation, you all are aware of what's coming there. Just thinking about giving our vision, essentially. Where do we want to go? And it's not a where does Rex Booth want to go? It's not a where does the Board of Education want to go? It is truly a where do we want to go in the next 5 years, and what are we going to hold to high standards? So very excited to unveil that in the summer. John Antonetti, Designing for Engagement. I told you all that I'm very excited about what we're doing from an instructional standpoint. John Antonetti is what I feel like the master of engagement and rigor. Engaging kids and making sure that we're pushing them to the best of our ability with engaging lessons. So we actually have a meeting with John Antonetti where we were taking our principals and instructional team on July the 8th to GREC to get them in front of him so that they are familiar with his teachings and his philosophies. And then in August, we are actually bringing John to Tree County Schools, and he will be a full-day presenter for our entire team. To talk about just designing lessons that are engaging, but will also push kids to that next level. Communication improvements, like I've just talked about, we do our Monday morning huddles and central office check-ins. I actually had that as a next step, and I said, why are we going to make it a next step? Let's just start it now. So that's what we did. Catching up with the cats. So Bridget is actually going to be my producer next year. We want to make sure that we are I guess, featuring our students a little better than what we did. You know, the videos that I do where I go update people, that's all well and good. Sharing on Facebook posts, that's all well and good. We actually have a sophomore who was just accepted into Gatton Academy, Kat Tellez, and I think she needs to be able to tell her story. So next year, those are some things that I want to do, is get kids on camera with me and, you know, kind of do like an interview type thing where we are actually allowing our kids to tell the stories and celebrate themselves for what they do. Construction project finalization, we are right in the middle of that, so hopefully have that done by next year, so people can identify that front entrance of the middle school and obviously have an accessible high school gym. Continued emphasis on community involvement. I'm not going anywhere. So, you know, I don't know that I'll be in the ham eating contest again, but I'll be there.
I'm sure you will.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like a Calipari player now when I'm one and done.
One and done.
And then, like I said, I'm a proud member of that KASA Government Affairs team. I want to continue to serve on that so that I can put public education at the forefront for the state and make sure that our students are getting taken care of on a daily basis. So that is all I've got. Again, thank you all for the opportunity. And with that, I can take questions or we can roll on.
You have questions?
It's amazing.